Wednesday morning at the Sawgrass Marriott, beekeepers from around the country are making their way through a maze of booths touting one invention or another.
It's really like a family reunion in a lot of respects, although there's new people that come every year, especially in recent years with the increased popularity of beekeeping. There's a lot of new beekeepers.
That's the incoming president of the growing group, Dean Brandy. He says close to 1,000 people registered for the conference this year, but newbie enthusiasts may soon not have many pollinators to ogle over.
Breaks my heart, really.
University of Minnesota bee researcher Marla Spivak studies how bees defend themselves and their colonies from threats like illness. And right now, they're having a hard time staying healthy.
There's so many things at once going on. They have these parasitic mites that are really problematic, hard to control. They have viruses and other diseases.
Sometimes pesticides are the only way to kill the parasites. But Spivak says that's not good either. The chemicals are a major reason bees are dying worldwide. So some of the conference's panels are focused on finding a safe way to rid the parasites without using pesticides. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.